when you're on your own side of the field, this is not the time where fourth down is going to be a play where they're going to go for it. They're going to punt it away on fourth down. So it really takes away the advantage of the wing tee offense. When you normally you need four plays to run the football and get a first down, but you can't afford to do that in this situation. So don't be surprised. They're going to run the football here, but if they throw the ball a few more times tonight, don't be surprised.
Munchak going down to throw down midfield. He has a man open, and it's nearly intercepted as he had Jonathan Brandle at the 45-yard line. And coming over the top was a big, tall man of number nine. That's Nathaniel Collinger, a defensive back and about 6'2", I would say. Breaks up that pass. It's fourth down and six for the Bearcats at their own 33.
I like the play call. Brandle was open. He come back to the football. But throwing into the wind, Clark, I know that makes a difference, especially for a team that isn't accustomed to throwing the football and won't throw it during the regular season. They throw it here. That ball floated just a little bit too long. Brandle comes back to the ball, but it's not enough as New Lothrop knocks the pass down, and now the punting unit on for the Bearcats.
It's a three and out for the Bearcats as it's brought in at the 43-yard line, and the special team scoops them up at the 48-yard line, finally brought down by Anthony Sweeney of the Bearcats. So Ubley not able to convert on their first two drives of the day. 4:32 left in the first quarter. Still no score. New Lothrop back on the field.
Well, we know the Bearcats inside now, Clark. What we knew about New Lothrop is they had the ability to throw the football from the spread offense, shotgun formation, and they could score points in just about any situation. What we didn't know about New Lothrop was how good was their defense. So far, they have looked really good to start this game.
Birchmeyer with another complete pass out to the 46-yard line. Brought in by Colin McCulhey. We'll try this one again. Mulcahy for New Lothrop. And brought down by Brandle after a 6-yard gain. Second down and four from the ugly 46-yard line.
I think we're going to do this a lot tonight, Clark, but that was a very tall man who caught the football. Nathaniel Clawlinger, I believe, caught that pass. But they have moved guys all over the field in different formations, so they're going to be hard to follow today.
It's a handoff right up the middle, and a big pile moves forward close to the first down marker. They have the line of scrimmage. Actually, that was a handoff to number 33, Max Wendling, the fullback, and he only gets out to the 44-yard line, so a nice stop for only a 2-yard gain for the Ubley defense. And it is now third down and two, brought down by Aaron Klama, 6'6" tackle, 225-pound senior.
Go with your gut. Adam Grifka in on that tackle as well. A couple of Bearcats holding down that defensive line.
And it's a handoff to Mason Ruddy, and the Bearcats stuff him on third down and two. And this is going to set up a fourth down and two as well, as we have an ugly Bearcats slow to get up, as it's going to be a fight in those trenches. New Lothrop with bigger size, ugly with a bigger mentality. And this is New Lothrop, no surprise, going for it on fourth down, two to go. Trips to the left, two to the right. Birchmeyer.
Looking for the hard count.
Not coming, so he now goes back under center.
Quarterback sneak.
Puts Wendling behind him, and the QB sneak gets out to the 40-yard line, and he has the first down. A 3-yard pickup when they only needed 1.5 yards. First and 10 for New Lothrop, brought down by Eric Wischlager of the Bearcats.
This won't fool the Bearcats again. That's twice now on third and short or fourth and short. The quarterback walked under huddle for the first time in the game and took the snap immediately and just dove forward. That's the second time he did that. The Bearcats got to know it's coming. And Klama and Grifka and Soule, they're going to have to get a little tighter together and force that quarterback to go around them. And maybe they'll have a chance of slowing that quarterback sneak down.
No score. We played 9 minutes in the first quarter. Birchmeyer, actually, it's going to be a wildcat formation to Mason Ruddy. He was the backup quarterback, and he gets all the way down to the 32-yard line, brought down by Matt Mychek out of the secondary. Spot is at the 33-yard line, so a 7-yard gain for New Lothrop, second and three.
Little trickery here on wide open playbook here for New Lothrop. They have a ton of plays at their disposal. This time you don't even see Birchmeyer under center. It's Ruddy, who quarterbacked for 3 weeks in the regular season, taking the football, but it doesn't take long, and they're still shifting guys around, aren't they, Clark?
They are all over the place. Now they have a stack just outside the left tackle. Now man in motion back to the right, and Ruddy at the quarterback going down to the end zone, and it's caught. Touchdown, New Lothrop. Nathaniel Collinger with the reception from the 33 into the end zone. And New Lothrop strikes first. It is 6-0. New Lothrop over the Bearcats with 2:10 left in the first quarter.
Wow, that was a beautiful throw and catch. There were two Bearcats in the area, but undercut the route just a little too much as that ball was lofted high in the air and floated down just inside the end zone line. The Bearcats didn't get back deep enough. Their zone defense got beat, and now the extra point team on the field.
And the kick from, that would be Mason Ruddy, is up, and the extra point is good. It is 7-0. New Lothrop over Ubley, 2:10 left in the first quarter on the WLAW Sports Network.
Make the switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. Hi, this is Matt Revert from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. It's our geothermal upgrade event. Switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. If you already have a geo system, upgrade to a 5 series and receive a $1,000 rebate, or upgrade to a 7 series and receive a $2,000 rebate. In addition, receive a 30% federal tax credit. Start saving up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water with a comfort you have to experience to believe. For a free estimate, contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe at 989-269-5280.
It's 7-0 New Lothrop, and they go for the squib kick, and they get it down to the 35-yard line where Ubley brings it in, and we have a scrum at the bottom of the pile, and we had some sort of, that was actually the tee that was coming all the way across. This coming after a 32-yard reception from New Lothrop, and it sets up a first down and 10 from the 36-yard line for the Ubley Bearcats, trailing 7-0. Ubley's had two drives so far, has not been able to do anything with it, resulted in two punts. Now their third comes with 2:06 left in the first quarter, trailing 7-0 to New Lothrop. T formation working off the left hash. Mychek is under center. Hand off to Jonathan Brandle, breaks through the line, has actually down to the first down, and drags the pile all the way out to the 48-yard line. A nice little carry, and finally brought down by Travis Indelkofer for New Lothrop, and it's a nice pickup, and first and 10 at the 46-yard line.
Oh, it's a great start to this drive by the Bearcats. They really hadn't had a good gain yet on offense, and this time Jonathan Brandle gets through the line of scrimmage quickly and shows some of that after speed and power to get a nice Bearcat gain to start this drive.
Mychek hands it off to Brandle again, breaks off his first tackle, comes back inside, gets out to the 48-yard line for a 2-yard gain on first and 10, brought down by Riley Hafner with a minute 30 left in the first quarter. 7-0 New Lothrop. Dave, I don't know if you're noticing this, but New Lothrop only has 9 men in the box compared to 10.
Showing a little play action, Clark has pulled one guy out of the box and dropped him back a little bit just to make sure. They saw the same thing I did. If that ball doesn't float into the wind just a little bit on my check, it's a big completion to Brandle, 20-plus yards and a first down. Instead, they make the adjustment to knock the ball down. So this is the chance for the Bearcats now to run the ball a couple more times and then show them play action again.
T formation off the left hash. Mychek rolling to his right, looking to pass. Nothing open, and now has to let it fly, and it's brought in nearly by Dominic Rosenthal as he was hit after first touch of that football at the 45-yard line. New Lothrop broken out by Luke Krupp out of the secondary and also a linebacker. Third down and 8 for the Bearcats at their own 48.
Well, here's why we talk about maybe throwing the ball throughout the season, Clark, is Mychek had some room to run there, and he had Dominic Rosenthal open early for a 5-6 yard gain, but he was looking downfield. He wanted to hit Brandle deep in his deep slot route where he could have gotten him down the middle of the field for maybe 20 yards, but there was two defenders there taking away the deep pass. And by the time he come back to Rosenthal, Krupp had closed the gap. The throw was right there, but when Krupp gets in on the play, he knocks it down, and now the Bearcats have third down and 8 or so coming up.
Working a yard inside the left hash, left right across your radio, trailing 7-0. Mychek back to pass, has to flee, rolling to his right. He's going to keep it for himself. He has room to run. He gets all the way down to the 45-yard line and maybe even mark him down to the 44. We'll see. They mark him in between the 45 and 44, short of the first down by a foot. And this will bring up a fourth down in less than a yard to go with 30 seconds left in the first quarter.
Good decision by Mychek this time. No receivers were open. Don't